William P. Curl has been sentenced to a term of 37 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections, which must be served at 100% with no credit for good behavior. We believe it is the longest sentence ever imposed at 100% on a negotiated plea in a non-death penalty eligible case in the history of DeKalb County. While we believe a jury would have convicted him of murder following a trial, the sentence could have ranged between 20 and 60 years. And had he been convicted only of arson and acquitted of the other charges, he would have been out of prison before Thanksgiving. This was an extremely complex and challenging case, and I congratulate Stephanie Klein and Phil Montgomery for their tireless work in bringing this dangerous criminal to justice and ensuring that he has received this sentence on first-degree murder that will keep him in prison until 2047. This outcome justifies the confidence placed in them by my predecessor, Clay Campbell, when he assigned them to this case. I would also like to thank and commend the DeKalb Police, the NIU Police, and the DeKalb County Sheriff's Department for their work in the investigation and preparation for this trial. I see Sheriff Roger Scott is also here, and Coroner Denny Miller, and I commend Denny also for his work in this case. I call the case challenging because it would have involved a trial without occurrence witnesses, a murder weapon, a time of death, a cause of death, limited forensic evidence, and no confession to the crime of murder. It is testament to their skill in building this case that Curl ultimately even offered to plead guilty. In all those preparations, Toni Keller and the suffering of her family were never out of our thoughts. They also had to consider the gross injustice of a potential verdict of not guilty and the unimaginable pain that would have meant to Tony's loved ones. Some may be able to put that risk out of their thoughts, but prosecutors cannot. We in the state's attorney's office are ever mindful of our obligations when we prepare for trials and consider potential sentences. We recognize that we can never fully understand or comprehend the pain of the victim of the families of murder victims, even as we attempt to fully explain all of the intricacies of the legal system. As much as we would like, we cannot always be fully successful. Sometimes, as is the case here, we do not reach a point where the victim's family is in full agreement with everything we have done. Nonetheless, the obligation to make a final decision rests with us, and ethical rules bar us from publicly revealing everything we know about the strengths and weaknesses of the case, lest we betray our strategy to the other side or provide fodder for an appeal. We must always remember that our first obligation is to do our utmost to protect the people of the state of Illinois from further harm at the hands of the criminal we are prosecuting. We know that we can do nothing more than obtain a conviction which will result in some sentence for a term of years. That, like it or not, that is the only tool in our arsenal, the only arrow in our quiver. If a defendant elects his right to plead guilty, we cannot stop that. We cannot prevent the discussion, because to avoid appeal, a judge must ask the defendant, or rather, to avoid appeal issues, the judge must ask the defendant before trial if he has received an offer. The judge has to make sure that the defense attorneys conveyed the offer to the defendant. Once the defendant tells us he will plead guilty, we have no choice but to at least discuss the term of his sentence. We firmly believe that this result will protect the citizens of DeKalb County and the people of Illinois as a whole from further harm at the hands of William Curl. And if a sentence of 37 years, primarily to be served in a maximum security prison, such as the state penitentiary at Menard, Illinois, is not an adequate deterrence to others, I do not know what would be. At the end of the day, prosecutors are placed in office to do what they think is right in striking a balance between a host of concerns. We can do more than say that we believe that what we did was right based on everything that we know.